Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
The Bills have been at the top of the AFC East for so long. Every one of these division games, like yesterday's, it's kind of the same narrative. Oh, let's see if this other team is ready. Jets, new coach, home field, new quarterback, fairly promising week one, even though they lost. They roll the ball out and, no, not even close. 30-10 Bills over the Jets, football Monday on WGR. Sean McDermott spoke about a half an hour ago. Sal Capaccio with us now and was there then for McDermott. Sal joins us now on the West Hur Hotline. I mean, Sal, one thing I said yesterday on postgame was that it hit me how quiet it seemed. Like, almost from the beginning of this game, you were there. Did it strike you just how, I don't know, maybe dead the crowd was?
Yeah, I guess because it's early season. The Jets fan base was pretty fired up after last week and at least giving a little hope. But honestly, Mike, like after the first series, 3-and-out by the Bills, I mean, we've been through that before here in Buffalo, right? And I remember games where you're like, oh, yeah, this isn't going to go well. And I felt like that was the case kind of, which was like as soon as that happened, I think the Jets fans were like, yeah, this we've been down here before. And then the Bills get the ball, they go down, then they make that stupid penalty and the Bills score. And really, after the fumble on the next series by the Jets, that's when it was all over. Also, I'll say this. I'll own it. I didn't think the Bills – I said the Bills fans would be there, but they'd be more, like, dispersed. I mean, there was a large, large Bills crowd behind the Bills bench. So they were very loud and vocal, and that can really drown out the other team when things start like that.
Right. Quick turnaround here, obviously. I don't know, levels of concern about injuries. Milano, I think, is probably at the top of the heap, if not the guys that already missed this game to begin with, like Oliver or Taron Johnson. But Milano's new, and that's not a new injury, right? He had a pec, I think, a few years ago that caused him to miss some time.
Yeah, for sure. So the guys that already missed, we know that already, and we know Ed Oliver's most likely not going to play in this game. It was described as a multiple-week injury by like Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, even though Sean McDermott hasn't confirmed he isn't playing Thursday. I wouldn't expect that at this point. Taron Johnson is limited today, so that's good news. A bit of a surprise for me Sunday that he didn't play, but with the quick turnaround, you figure, okay, not the most world-beating passing game wide receiver-wise. They could play more base defense anyway against that team. Taron Johnson held out, and now he can play on Thursday. Maybe that's where it's trending. We'll see about that. Good news, he's limited today already. Now, they'll have more of like a walkthrough type of practice today. We're not going to be able to watch any of it in the media. Shaq Thompson also limited today, and Cam Lewis limited. He got a little bit banged up at the end. Let's go to Matt Milano. Pec injury, never what you want to hear, especially with a guy like Matt Milano who's dealt with soft tissue injuries, pec injury, bicep injury before. Sean McDermott said, we'll see where it goes. We don't know what that means yet. It could mean that it could be something that is day-to-day, something that keeps him out a couple weeks, as you said. That happened to him a couple of years ago. Same thing happened with Terrell Bernard a couple of years ago, if you remember. He had a pec injury that we were all holding our breath, and he actually came back in a couple of weeks. And then maybe even last year, if I remember right. But either way, or it could be something more severe. And if you're talking about surgery on a pec, then it's pretty much done, right? But no alarm bells yet. Concern, certainly, but let's see where it goes.
How did you think the guys, the rookie tackles, we talked a good amount about them last week. I kept pointing out how Sanders was on the field for 16 plays. Four of them were Baltimore touchdowns. Walker was not much better than that. But, you know, with Oliver out, they didn't play a lot more than they did last week, as it turned out, because simply the defense didn't have to play as much as they played last week. But how did you think the kid tackles did yesterday?
I thought the biggest thing for me, Bulldog, was they just did their job, right? Like, and I'm not saying they tried to overdo last week, but I think sometimes you get caught up in a team like Baltimore and the way they're running the ball on you. You're trying to make a stop. You're trying to make plays. That gets you undisciplined. That gets you out of your gap. You know, and then you just start to do things that really impact everybody else around you. You know what it was in this game? I just thought they did their job. They stayed home. They plugged their gaps. They allowed everybody else to do their job a lot better. I mean, such a turnaround for this game compared to last week overall. So I thought that they played well from that standpoint. It wasn't like they did anything special, but they don't need to do anything special. What they need to do is their job. And if they do their job, that helps everybody around them, which is Joey Bosa and Matt Milano. You know, he made a couple plays before he went out, and Terrell Bernard and everybody in the secondary. And that's what I liked about their game.
For very different reasons and different ways, again, the Bills dominated the play totals for this game, 75-47. The Jets only ran 47 plays. Defense got right off the field. Last week, they also got right off the field because Baltimore was scoring so fast. It was 85-51. So in 2 weeks, the Bills have run 160 plays and their opponents have run 98, which is pretty incredible, Sal.
It is, and you're right. You know what's cool about this game is such a difference from last game, like you said, Mike, because it was such a wild affair back and forth. The Bills had to come back. They had to run so many plays. They had to do it in a different manner. This was, I think it's amazing. The Buffalo Bills scored 30 points and Josh Allen didn't account for one of them. He didn't throw a touchdown pass. He didn't run a touchdown. And they still scored 30 points. That just shows how they can beat you in so many ways. It really does. It helps getting a turnover. And they did that again. They now have the longest streak in NFL history of, since in the Super Bowl era, I believe, of actually winning or not losing the turnover battle in a game. Like, those things help as well. So this was a very, very, I'm going to say, boring type of win in the positive boring way, because it always sounds weird to say that. The Bills will take boring wins because that just means they go out and do their job and, you know, the other team isn't really a threat.
I'd like to hear you on Bosa, Sal, because we all know, you know, when he was signed, what the potential for this player could be if he could stay healthy and stay on the field. It's hard for me to imagine it going better than it's going so far. I just think he looks fantastic. Very disgraced. He's forced three fumbles in two games. He's in the backfield. He's winning. He's winning matchups that T.J. Watt had a tough time winning last week. Just really impressed. And I think all around, he's far from a liability when he's on the field if they run the ball, it looks to me.
I'm going to say that Joey Bosa, watching him play now and really getting a chance. You know, he's out in L.A. his career, right? San Diego and L.A., and you know how good he is. And he's out, but he's out on the West Coast. He's not always on your television. And now he's right in front of your face. And I'm watching him every day. Holy cow, this guy is good. I mean, like, he is a legitimate elite difference maker on the defensive side of the ball. Do you remember last year in the offseason, right at the end of the offseason, when Brandon Bean talked about, like, well, you know, you'd love to have guys like Chris Jones. They're difference makers, right? He mentioned his name, and like, that's Joey Bosa. That's what he is. He is a legit elite defender at a critical position. And watching him work and how good he can be and what he can do to change a game, to change plays, to dominate at times, it's just incredible. If the Buffalo Bills get that Joey Bosa that they got yesterday for 17 games, if they get a healthy Joey Bosa, he literally, I don't want to overstate it, but I'm going to say it, he could be the difference between them winning a playoff game or winning a championship game. I mean, that's how good Joey Bosa is. I mean, I am incredibly impressed watching him. And on top of that, I think what really helps, he is having so much fun, guys. He is having so much fun. You know, when he had that second strip yesterday, he ran off, he was about 10 yards off the sideline, and he just stopped. He wouldn't even go to the sideline. He was just hooting it up and hollering with everybody. They were having a great time with him. Then he went to the sidelines, and he was, like, showing Marcus West, D-line coach, what he was doing, like, replicating a move. He was showing, I think it was Cedric Van Pran Granger or one of the other O-linemen, like, what he was doing. He was having so much fun. And in the locker room, I say to him, I said, you know, I've never seen a 10-year vet have as much fun as you at a game in the fourth quarter making a play like that. And he just looks, and he's so deadpan. And I say this because this is his personality. And he goes, oh, backhanded compliment, you're calling me old, right? I mean, like, because he's just so – he's engaging. And by the way, he just turned 30. Like, he's been in the league 10 years. He was 29 just a few months ago.
Hear that, Bulldog? 30. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, the Bills on offense yesterday, I want to ask a question about the defense too, but in terms of the offense, it was just coming so easy for Cook and the running game. I mean, yes, you said already what you said about Allen and his lack of production, I mean, which is kind of shocking for him. But, I mean, Cook must have – he was downfield several yards before he was even touched in this game, you know, frequently. And, you know, the offensive line is nothing new. We've been over it, how good and consistent they've been and durable as well. But especially on the right side, I thought yesterday, the Jets were just no match for Torrence and Brown and really the whole unit. And once you get rolling, the game starts going downhill for you, then it just, I think, gets easier. But really, this was the rare Bills game, I would say, they didn't need Allen for to win.
Yeah, this is a game where I want to credit coaching a lot because I thought on the defensive side, everything they talked about and preached really came to fruition. They did a great job of turning everything around and having answers and corrections for what happened. And you got to give Bobby Babich a lot of credit for that on the defensive side, and I think Ryan Nielsen as well. On the offensive side, I'm going to say the same thing about Aaron Cromer. Not that they had to correct necessarily, but Aaron Cromer is just really good at his job. And he understands and finds ways to get certain players, and everybody is a little bit different, and Eric Wood has talked about this. Like, it's not one size fit all. It's what works for you. And the Bills have a really, really unique type of running game because they have all these different guys that can do different things and certain athletic attributes and certain sizes. And they really play to that. And I love when I watch James Cook get the ball and run behind those guys, as you're saying, on the right-hand side. They're athletic, and they're big guys, and they're athletic. And that's Spencer Brown and Osiris Torrence. And when James Cook has that cutback, like that cutback run that the Bills are kind of known for with James Cook, like he had on the touchdown. Now, in the touchdown run, somebody has him by the ankle, and he jumps out of it, and he's off balance, and he still keeps his balance, and he takes it to the house, right? And then there's a couple other runs where he has that cutback, and that's where you say, Mike, he doesn't get touched until he's 3-4 yards down the field because of that. But part of the reason for me is, on top of that, I would say I have not seen a running back with that kind of vision since LeSean McCoy here. And that really, and meaning LeSean was like one of the only guys, like one of the top vision guys with a vision I've ever seen. Like LeSean McCoy could see a guy coming out of his ear hole, right? And like, it seems like James Cook has that same ability and trait. That is a very, very unique and rare trait for a running back. But when you have it with the balance that a guy like LeSean had and a guy like James Cook has, that's when you're really dangerous.
There was a play in this game where someone else had the kind of vision you're talking about, and that's Allen when Sauce Gardner was bearing down on him. I wonder what, like, we have win probability now in football. I wonder what the sack probability was within 1 second of when Gardner gets to Allen. On one hand, like, he's got a clean look, and you might think anybody in that situation is 50-50 or better to get the sack. On the other, we've seen Allen so many times. He's got such the size advantage there. I mean, the defensive player doesn't want to look bad. He doesn't want to just sort of get to Allen and wrap him up around the waist and just stand there and not let go like I might do. Right? Like, I'm trying to, you know, get on SportsCenter here, right? But Allen just senses Gardner, as we've seen him do so many times, that great trait great quarterbacks have, where it really didn't maybe even seem like it was really much of a threat.
Yeah, and Gardner, poor Gardner. Allen spins away from him, and the field level replay they showed of that, Gardner is like on all fours sliding away from Allen. Like, he's just so dead on the play that he's sliding on all fours away, just looking at him like, nope, I guess not. Not today.
Yeah, so on that play, at the very end of that play, I'm standing right there where Josh runs out of bounds. So you can imagine my vantage point, right? I'm watching Gardner come off the edge right at Allen. I see Josh's back. I see the 17. And I'm thinking the same thing, like, oh, geez, free rusher. And like, I didn't see Josh see him. He totally just felt him. Like, he could feel it. As you said, Mike, he sensed it, right? That is something that you can't really teach. It's just, I think, it comes from being a quarterback your whole life. It's understanding. You get that sense when people are around you. It's really just kind of uncanny a little bit. And then so he sees that, and he spins that way. Now, it's one thing to sense him. It's another thing to kind of spin the right way and not run into him or go forward. And he spins away. Then he runs towards where I am right there, and he's kind of hemmed in. And he just looked at the two guys like, yeah, I'll just step out of bounds now. I got my yardage here, right? Which is kind of interesting. But Josh, you know, it's funny because I'm watching the Cardinals and Panthers on the plane ride back. And the one thing I noticed about Bryce Young, like, he has no pocket presence right now, right? Like, they had a chance at late in the game, and I'm watching Bryce Young. I'm going, dude, throw the ball. What are you doing? Move up here. And he has no pocket presence. And it really does separate a lot of quarterbacks, the elite quarterbacks. Yeah, you have to have a lot of other traits, but that is one trait that a lot of elite quarterbacks have.
This was Tua at the end of their loss yesterday. Their last two plays from scrimmage, down 6 with a minute to go. It's 3rd and long. He ends up running out of bounds. And then it's 4th and 11. He gets sacked immediately. That play, that was from his front, if I remember right. But Bosa in this game, I saw Hendrickson get Trevor Lawrence from the blind side. Myles Garrett on Burrow last week. Like, you see the free rusher, especially if it's like the elite sack guys, Parsons or one of these guys. And, like, you sort of maybe say a prayer for the quarterback as you see who's coming and he doesn't. But when it's Allen or Lamar Jackson or somebody like that, they just get out. I mean, Allen's sack rate is so low. Interesting, Jordan Love is like the best over the last couple of years for this. But Allen, Jackson, these guys are just, the sacks they take are on scrambles where, like, they get out of the pocket and they end up running out of bounds for like a 2-yard loss or something, but it's a pass play, so that goes down as a sack, rare as these are for them.
Yeah, and then when you get a play like early in the game, Josh feels some pressure. And, you know, one of the things you could say about Josh still is sometimes he bails a little bit too early because he knows he can run a little bit, right? So, okay, I'm feeling it. I'm just going to go. And then you get that 40-yard run. And then you also get the time where he falls down and obviously, you know, busts his nose up.
Yeah. How was that for you yesterday? I will say, like, as soon as he starts coming off the field, like, nose. There's nothing poked in the eye, maybe, but there's nothing else.
I thought maybe he got a pellet from the field in his eye is what my first guess was.
And he described He described it well, Sal. Like, I probably should have stayed down, but I mean, I'm bleeding. I got to get help.
Yeah, all right, by you guys. Like, that's all right. I'm glad you guys noticed it before I did. I actually thought head injury originally because the way he hit, and when he came off and took his helmet up, actually the first thing I thought of was something happened in his helmet. He had to adjust it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's on the ground. He runs off the field. You rarely see that. Like, a lot of times you'll see a guy run off with his helmet, and he gets another helmet from a, like, oh, give me my helmet. Something happened to the helmet. I thought it was equipment issue very quickly. And then he goes and he runs off the sideline. He stays there. I'm like, uh-oh, head injury. I'm thinking head injury right away. Like, did he get groggy? And he's just like, oh, my God, I better get off the field. And he wanted to make sure and didn't know where he was. And then you see they're working on, and we from my vantage point up in the press box, which, by the way, the radio booth at the Jets stadium is behind the Bills bench, whereas normally it's on the visitors, it's on the home side, but the way it works there. So even Brownie and Eric were looking, but it's on their side. It's also on my side. So I can't see the front. You know, maybe on camera you could. I couldn't. So I couldn't tell if they were looking at the eye or the cheek. And that's the other thing, Bulldog, I thought. He got a pellet in the eye or he got poked in the eye. And then after a while you're like, wait a minute, they got gloves on. This isn't a head injury. They're looking at the nose. And then I saw them getting a jersey ready. And that's when I knew, okay, he's got to be bleeding from the nose.
Yeah, he ran off the field too fast, you know, for him to be concussed, I thought. But we're all guessing in that moment. One more just quick for me. Elijah Moore is mattering.
Elijah Moore was very, very happy about scoring against his former team. He is starting to matter. He's being used in the way that they envision Curtis Samuel, guys. Let's be honest, right? I mean, that's kind of what they like. Give him some runs, throw the ball to him. And Curtis Samuel has been inactive here. So, you know, right now, Elijah Moore is kind of a guy that's really starting to fit into the offense, and it's not down the field and all these big plays, but he's mattering, as you said, because they're giving it to him in different ways. And look, don't it doesn't go unnoticed, too. He gets the first jet sweep. First play of the game, gets the jet sweep. Later, they run that same concept. They fake it to him, and they have a nice run. that matters, right? When you can execute it to start, then you show it, and now the team has to think about it. And then later they go back to it. Now the Jets don't know what to think, and he scores the touchdown.
And Kincaid did a nice job there. I mean, it's a corner he's blocking, but he just cleared that guy right out of there for him and let Moore just
Dalton Kincaid's blocking has been great through 2 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, like, it's not every play. They're not asking him to do it. But he's been in on a couple really big plays where he's blocked and done a good job.
Forgive me if this is redundant, but I missed the inactives and everything, that window, you know, before the game. Is there any injury with Samuel? He wasn't on the report, right? This is just healthy scratch?
Healthy scratch. Okay. So, hey, I mean, right now it's a numbers game, and you know, the Bills are rolling with the guys they have right now, and we'll see if they change anything up on Thursday. As of right now, I would suspect they wouldn't do that.
Last thing for you real quick here, Sal. The safeties. We talked so much about the safeties last week. Even in a winning effort, there was not much at all to like. There was a lot, to dislike about both Rapp and Bishop in different areas. Much better. I mean, it stands to reason they gave up 150 yards or whatever in this game. But Bishop especially, I thought, made some plays yesterday.
No doubt. Sean talked about them just a little while ago, and what he said was, they had a different look in their eye. He said they were their week of practice. They were very dialed in, and they had a different look. And you know what I loved about it? We talked about this after the game on Sunday last week against the Ravens. What really, I think, hurt them, too, was the Ravens did a good job of quick snapping, not allowing them to have recognition and communication. That was on point. They saw what they saw. As soon as they did it, bam. Now, look, it's a lesser loud stadium. It's not as loud. So the communication piece can be a little bit easier, but they come out of the huddle, they see it, they recognize it, they communicate, they're in position. That is such a big benefit to a young safety like Cole Bishop, especially when you need the time on task. There's a third safety I want to mention because he plays safety normally, is his position, but he doesn't play safety. That is Sam Franklin. Sam Franklin was a difference maker on special teams. I mean, the Bills used to have a Tywan Jones, a Saran Neal, a Tyler Medicavich. They have these guys just for special teams. That was their number one thing, and then they were backups elsewhere. Now they have backups who play special teams, and then they sign this guy. He had three tackles on kickoffs, including two solo tackles. I mean, like, that is a difference-making type of player in that phase of the game, considering, by the way, that now pretty much 90% of kicks are returned, and you need that.
Yeah, that's been true. All right, Sal, welcome back. Tomorrow's a practice day, right? So no days off here this week?
No days off. Tomorrow is a practice day. I'm still down here. We're gonna hear from
today is
Bobby Babich and Joe Brady in a little while here, and then we're gonna be in the locker room and talk to players as well. But we won't be on practice field watching. They're like a walkthrough, but that tomorrow will be a regular practice for everybody.
Interesting. Allen said at the press conference yesterday that they wouldn't normally watch the film of a game like this when they play on Thursday coming up. And I'm guessing that would probably be true here because the game went so well. But I didn't realize that. I feel like there's probably always time to watch the film. But he said yesterday that that's not something they would normally do when they have a game coming up on a short week. So, all right. Thank you, Sal.
I would just say this. I think a lot of times it's more like positionally too. Like if there's things they want to break down, but it's not like the full breadth of it. If that matters, you know what I mean?
Yep. All right. Thanks. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, guys, thanks.
That's our Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Okay, so an easy day, you know, relatively speaking, an easy day for the Bills yesterday, 30-10. Kansas City loses. We'll be looking at the big picture a lot here like we always do, as the Bills have, even when they already were before this season started, become just a massive division favorite. Another division game Thursday night with Miami in town. 803-0550 for us, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'd need to do a better job supervising all of the orchestration within our multiple personnel groups. So to win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
Mike McDaniel does not sound like he's exactly teeming with confidence.
No.
The Miami coach. The Dolphins are here this week. I think there are times when, I mean, we out here are often calling for coaching changes. We get restless. It's easy to do it. We don't have to pay the money on the contract. Just that's how we are as fans, you know, all the time. I mean, Sean McDermott has had to listen to that, and who's ever been more successful as the Bills coach, you know? So we're often just like pining for somebody else, you know, just whatever. And a lot of those times it really just doesn't seem right that you have to be careful what you wish for with that kind of stuff. And then you end up being the Sabres almost, where you're just churning coaches and you end up developing a reputation for instability, if not incompetence. It has to not sound like that no matter what, though. Like, it can't. Jason Garrett did this last week. You like Jason Garrett. And I listened to that after Miami lost in week one to Indianapolis. And McDaniel just sounded forlorn and almost lost for answers.
Yeah.
And Garrett said, you know, you don't want to sound, you don't want to come off like that. You know, you got to at least sound like you know what this is going to be. And a lot of coaches that get fired do that. And I think, you know, they're kind of hilarious sometimes when they do. Like, yeah, right. You know what? You're going to fix this, really? Like, some of these Bears coaches sound like
right,
that.
Right.
I got this. And, you know, no, you don't got this. So you still, I think, want to be able to project.
Put on the brave face.
Confidence.
I know how to do this. Like, I got to be better. Not that he sound. That's first I've heard that clip. I mean, I know what how their game went, and I had read that he sounded, you know, like you're describing here. But actually hearing it makes me feel like, oh yeah, it's only week three. But if they lose, if they lose to the Bills, I don't want to say anyway, you know, because maybe any loss dropping them to 0-3 could be the death knell for him as the Dolphins coach. But if they lose a game like. If the Bills beat them the way they beat the Jets yesterday, say.
Like they beat them last year in week two.
Right. That could be it. And I want to say right now, I'm not rooting for that. Because I think they're stuck. I don't think they're doing anything positive this year with him as their coach. And the longer they keep him, the better. Because there are still some good players there. And if they can kind of get out of their own way, they might actually, you know, still be able to salvage something. I think I'd rather they keep spiraling. So I hope the Bills win, but maybe not by too much. Because I think the longer he's there, the better for the rest of the division. But, man, he sounds like he's on borrowed time and kind of knows it. Like, he sounds lacking for answers is how that sounds to me. Like, I just, man.
Wounded animal.
Yeah. Yeah, tough.
Well, it's a little bit obvious maybe, but here they are coming up to play the juggernaut, the team that owns them. I mean, there's just no worse possibility on the schedule for Miami right now than this game. Short week on the road at Buffalo. I mean, is it going to snow even? Like, how could it be worse for Miami? You could spin it differently, but really, you know, wouldn't you rather play your Carolina game this week or play the Jets off of Fields? Right. And just like, not now, but that's what they've got. Amazon Prime, Thursday night, the whole league will be watching.
It's Buster City.
How bad? Well, you never know.
Right.
How bad is this? Is how you sit down Thursday night. We know, everybody knows what the Bills are. They've already, again, this year announced themselves as what they've been. Miami, though, how bad is it? So everybody sits down to watch that game, and if it's bad, then they have the week and a half.
Right.
They'll play the Jets the following Monday night. Week four is Jets at Dolphins, another national game at home against a much more beatable team.
I think that
that's when you
increases
make the move.
The likelihood of, if it goes really badly Thursday, that they make the move. They've got the time,
right,
and they're in a national. If the owner feels embarrassed by how Thursday goes or how Thursday sounds with Al and Kirk Herbstreit, then maybe they could make the move just to try to at least change the narrative by the time they're back on national TV a week from Monday.
Right. They've got Daryl Bevel on their staff, who's been an assistant coach for 20 years. They've got Bobby Slowick, who left Houston, was fired by Houston, then went to Miami. And, you know, other potential candidates. But that's when you do it. And then you sort of cut your losses with McDaniel after this game, if it goes badly. I don't know. Maybe even if they lose barely, you would still want to do
maybe.
That. Or maybe that's good, maybe that's progress. But then they go Jets, Panthers, Chargers, Browns, Falcons, Miami after that. Like, it's just sort of perfect for
a coaching change.
A coaching change, you know? After week one, I saw the tweet. I mentioned it. First coach fired, McDaniel or anyone else. McDaniel or the field. And I don't know. No one else seems like close. Maybe right now, who would it be? Just like Miami, it's glaring. And there was a winnable game yesterday. They had leads.
Yeah.
But listen to them. And then late in the game when they needed execution against New England, they just did not get it. That's the only part of it that I saw. I know the teams traded return touchdowns, which is pretty rare. Miami scored on a punt return, and then New England ran the kickoff back. Gibson. Well, not to get all overconfident, I guess, but
they're in trouble. He's in trouble. We'll see. Maybe it's a rallying cry, and you know everybody pays attention to detail, and they get it together and fight for their coach. But man, that is not in the air at all.
You were going to say everybody eats right.
That's
there.
Not to say it can't happen, but that to me is like the least likely outcome, that team wants to battle for that guy. I think probably half the team or more wants him out of there.
Not even necessarily in a personal way.
Right. Just we need something different here. This doesn't work.
Yeah,
too many of the guys, you know, guys that like him even, admire his style and have been good for him, might feel like not enough of the guys respect you and it's just not going to work. And they probably know it. That's That's certainly how the opener looked. I mean, yesterday was definitely more competitive of a game. They could have won, but the scenario he's laying out there isn't that. That's like at the end when they're trying to they have the ball. They have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and this is an offensive guy, and you're botching the information coming in, and like everything's clumsy, and you're taking pre-snap penalties and delays, and geez, man, like you gotta be buttoned up.
I thought you were going to say everybody eats.
No.
But you weren't. Did you hear the Allen audible? You were at the festival. Maybe you couldn't listen to the game.
No, we had great audio.
Did you hear him manja, 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 manja?
I did hear that one time.
Yeah. And then there was a play later in the game, I think it was his second intentional grounding call. You just tuned in and wanted to know how the Bills did, and we're talking about Allen had two intentional grounding calls. The game went all right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Right. But I think it was on that play where he was annoyed. Somebody didn't... He called an audible and, I don't know, Cook took off or something. I have no idea what went wrong there, but I wonder if that's a play on Everybody Eats.
Right. Maybe. Yeah. I've never heard that before from them.
No, me neither.
From him. I wonder, maybe it's New York specific. I don't know. But
maybe. The Bills have to get to 5-0. Miami, New Orleans, and New England all at home. Miami, they're 12.5-point favorites. New Orleans will be about that. Maybe more. Miami could go up.
Yeah.
It's gone up 4 points since yesterday morning. And then New England, maybe that's not quite 12.5, but they're going to be a touchdown favorite, I would think, at least, given how the teams look now. That's their next three games. They're all home games. Dolphins, Saints, Patriots. They just have to be 5-0. It'd be incredible if they lost any of those games.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
And that just never is how I think about the NFL. It's really amazing. Like, you didn't hear me say that about the Chiefs last year or any of these teams.
Yeah.
just they're just in a great little path here. Then week six is at Atlanta on a Monday night, who you probably watched for the first time in years last night if you got home early enough.
Did you see
Bijan Robinson? Isn't he good?
I saw a good amount of that game.
Isn't he good?
Sure. Yeah. Just too bad that, you know. Yeah.
What?
No, nothing. I'm thinking about them. I don't think about Bijan Robinson. I'm thinking about those pass rushers is what I'm thinking about.
Yep.
When I'm getting ready to play that team.
Yep.
That's a few weeks down the road. It does feel like, a game that's already kind of lurking there. And we'll see. I mean, the Jets did a decent job getting to the quarterback in week one, and they really didn't do much at all in that area. So I like the idea of the test. You've got two maybe soon-to-be elite-level edge guys, and that's a hell of a test.
And they're both rookies?
Yeah. They drafted them both this year. Yeah.
803-0550, Football Monday. We'll have more next and maybe hear from you. This is Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.